On Monday, we read from your emails. During our program on the perceived rise of lawsuits in the United States, Rich Gere wrote in to remind us how life can be different. On a recent trip to France, I noticed that the attractions in most small towns, a chateau, a lookout, etc., were not public-proofed. There were no railings or chain-link fences preventing falls that would almost certainly be fatal. A few places did post signs that more or less said, at your own risk, but no other safety precautions were in place. I found it refreshing not to be penned in for my own good. Our program on family secrets sparked many revealing emails. Most dealt with serious topics like race and adoption. But Paul wrote in with a lighter touch. Like many family secrets, mine is plain to see but not talked about to preserve family harmony. However, safe in the anonymity of the web and National Public Radio, I'll share it with your listeners. I am my parents' favorite by a long shot, and justly so. Oh, it feels so good to get that off my chest. Thank you, Talk of the Nation. And from Walter Brody in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, an appreciation of the human tendency to hide the truth. As an actor and director, I say, with some facetiousness, thank God for family secrets. Almost every play from Oedipus Rex to Proof has one or more family secrets as the basis of the drama. And finally, many of you sent in your own stories during our segment on the kindness of strangers. This one is from Deborah. About 22 years ago, a very kind businessman offered to allow me to ride to Santa Barbara from LAX in his rental car when neither of us could get a quick flight there. His kindness made it possible for me to reach my dying father in time. I've never known how to thank him, but if there's someone from Minnesota who finds this familiar, know how grateful I am. Wendy Parker wrote to share her very simple, inexpensive way to make a gesture of kindness to a stranger. Whenever you come across a toll bridge in your travels, she writes, pay a dollar or two extra for the next person. Not only does this act bring a smile to the toll booth attendant, but it's a wonderful, unexpected treat to the next vehicle to cross the bridge. I always enjoy the thought that perhaps this continues on throughout the day, each person crossing the bridge paying for the next to cross behind them. And Steve Winfrey in Blue Springs, Missouri, writes that during a family trip to Spain, a stranger's kindness brought them closer to history. My wife and I arrived in Pamplona around dark and went to several hotels, finding no rooms available. We finally were referred to a small hotel in a nearly invisible corner of the square. My wife waited to see the innkeeper and, while she waited, played Pogs with a young boy. When it was her turn, the innkeeper was so happy that she'd played with his son that he handed her a key and said, "This was the room that she would want." When we went up to the room, we found the largest room we had ever had in Europe, huge by their standards. Then we found the real secret. This was the only room in the only hotel in Pamplona that Ernest Hemingway would ever stay in when he came for the annual running of the bulls, and the desk where he wrote when visiting was still there. If you have questions you feel weren't addressed, comments, or a correction to this program, we'd like to hear from you. Our email address is totn@npr.org. Please be sure to include the topic of the program in the subject line. Tell us where you're writing from, and if necessary, give us guidance on how to pronounce your name.